Okay, we're holding in Simon Samach Vav. Be'ezem makim yachal lahafsik, ube'ezem makim lo yafsik. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bein haprakim shoyel b'shleim adam nechbad, u'meshiv shalom lechal adam. So if a person is between the prakim, and we will see what exactly is considered to be between the prakim, meaning it means between the prakim of Birchas Kriya Shema as well as the prakim of Shema itself, one is allowed to initiate shalom to an adam nechbad, to a distinguished person, u'meshiv shalom lechal adam, and you're allowed to respond to anyone. As we're going to see, it's always easier in halacha to respond to a greeting. If you don't respond to someone who gives you shalom, the Gemara says that's, I think the Gemara in the Gemara is called a ganav or a gazlan. So to respond to shalom, it's much easier to matter responding to shalom than it is to initiate the greeting. So, if you are bein haprakim shel b'shleim adam nechbad meishiv shalom lechal adam, ube emtze shayol b'shleim mishu yari mimenu. And if it is b'emtza prakim, so then there is a heter to be shoyel specifically for someone where there's an obligation of yira, to go in aviv a rabbi, a mish who gadol mimenu b'chachma, b'kol shekein melach a anus. So not only if it's a halachic yira, like ish imayv aviv tiro, or one's rebbe, and so on, but all the more so if there's physical fear, like a melech, like an anas, like a threatening person. So being that you are the emtza prakim, so we're a little bit more machmir as to when you can respond. So in that we say one is allowed to be meishiv shalom la adam nechbad. You're allowed to respond to a distinguished person. Vafilu be'emtza pasuk, and this applies even be'emtza pasuk. Chutz mi pasuk Shema Yisrael u'baruch Shem Kaved Malchusim Amvarish v'yafsik be'em klal. A person is not allowed to be mafsik within the psukim of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Im loy v'bnei mishu yorei shemi yihargenu. Then you need proper fear, a pituach nefesh type of fear, in order to do so. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah that even though, you know, this is Medina de Gemara, this is a Mishnah, it's Medina de Gemara, and so on, but nowadays we don't really do this. But nowadays we're a little bit more relaxed about inyanei kavod and so on, and people are not so makbid, how dare you not initiate a greeting, especially when it's bizman hatfilah and so on. So we're going to see that these things nowadays are less relevant. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, he begins by saying, Kol mash osu l'dabar, afilu b'lshin ha-kodesh osu l'dabar, afilu teva achas osu. So that we don't make any distinction between lashon ha-kodesh and other lashonos regarding this halacha. So he said, if you are bein haprakim, you can be shel shleim b'shleim adam nechbad, bein haprakim, dafke b'shuk pogi ze'ezeh memeila, avol b'mashkim l'pischay, a leilach bebeis haknesses mi makim hakavur le the makim chaveira litzim le shalom afilu la aviv rabbi asur. So there is another halacha which the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, and that is the Gemara says you're not allowed to say shalom to a person in the morning before you say shalom to the Eibishter. First you say shalom. First you greet your maker, and then you can be shel b'shalom kol adam. So this whole din is only speaking if you happen to chance upon this person. But you're not supposed to go, let's say someone's been out of town. So the natural tendency is the person comes back, you say shalom aleichem. So if it's before davening, good morning, nice to have you back, nice to see you, we missed you. After davening, you say, oh, now I can give you a proper shalom aleichem. Because you're not supposed to say shalom before davening. So this whole din that you chance upon an adam nechbad, you chance upon your father and so on, is kishupaguz as ememela. Mashkim lepiskli, but you get up early and you go across the street to your neighbor to give shalom. Leilach beisaknesi makam kavula, you go from your place, l'mkim chaveir, litin le shalom, nein. Afilu aviv a rabbi, even someone with a zechi of yira, aser, afilu kaidim shiitzchul baruch sh'amar, nothing to do with hafsik and all these dinim, Kevin shu kaidim hatfila, and so on. That we're going to see later on. Prima gadim simply says.
Good morning.
Say again.
Even a simple good morning.
So good morning is more cow, as we'll see. Good morning is more cow. but there's a Kpeda about Shalom specific, and we'll see more about this in Pei-Test. Shouldn't preface the Kvod Adam to Kvod Bayrei. So we said, Ben Abraham, you can be Sheol Bishleim Adam Nechbat. Sheol Bishleim Vafilu Bilshein Elaz, you can do so. So again, you might have said, well, look, you know, at least if I'm going to be mafsik, maybe I should at least use Lashon HaKodesh, maybe there's some Maila. And that we say, no, you can say Balashon Laz, Vedafke, Bepanim Chadashis, Sheol Meshiv, Shem Leishol Yavi Ledei Sina. So it's the type of situation where there is a concern the person will be makbid. Obviously, v'chinach gam kin kosev v'mishle re'inu shi'yakbid al chaveru klal le'yafzak avir ben abrokim. If it's a type of situation, a type of relationship that he knows that I'm ben abrokim, I'm saying shema and so on, so he's not going to have a tain on me, then you shouldn't be mafzik. Even if you are in a place where it's more kal to be mafzik ben abrokim, okay, l'fi minageinu kayoim. Says the Mishabur, and this really goes back to Magen Avraham and Eli Rabba. So hundreds of years ago already, they say, Chalil lishol ela hashar afilu divrei Torah. Lebein aprakim lebein pesukim dezimra. So says the Mishabur, nowadays, it's not the norm for us to do so. And therefore, even if a person is bein aprakim, one should certainly not initiate, and you should not even respond. And certainly bein aprakim, but lebein pesukim dezimra, not even in pesukim dezimra, which we said pesukim dezimra is much more kal than the birchas kriyishma, and so on. Now, im avar v'hifstik the kriyishma, afilu b'makim shein v'shelah hafstik v'leishak v'leik meskula. So let's say you did stop, and you were mafstik, and you were shayel, and you responded, and so on. Even in a place where ein reshala hafsik v'leishak v'leik meskula, but the gap, the pause when it was not so long, l'kuliyama ein achuzarak v'esi pasik. Everyone says you only go back to that pasik v'yishemim la'esi hateva shepasik mena. And some say it is sufficient just to go back to the word. So you see, you wrote Savta Malmes Bezbezacha. I don't know if you're, or let's say, if you're in the middle of a pasuk, the beginning of a phrase, and something like that. So then you can just begin that phrase, providing it's a makam desolik in yana. So again, so practically speaking, the Mishnah says this is much less negeh bismanazet. There is an interesting footnote over here, number two. And he says as follows. He says, "V'lish olu lahashiv mipnei hayira, kigoyin la'aviv ila rabbi hamuvak." Let's say you've got a rabbi who taught you Rav Chachmas, which is the gather of a rabbi muvak, which we don't really have so much nowadays. But obviously, la'aviv we do ila rabbi muvak. Chosev hashen alachis. As he quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, "She'amnu mishnah brale chosev b'mufur she'aser." Mishnah didn't say it's aser. Meaning, you know, Yira maybe is more chomer than Kavod. So nowadays, you know, granted, we're a bit more makel when it comes to Kavod, but maybe in Pnei HaYira, perhaps you should. Abu Mechai Adam, Mavoy Sham, Shigam Ze Asr. Mechai Adam says, even a Rabbi Movak, even a parent, also you shouldn't be mafsik. Ula Hafrish Ni Isr, Kishyev should be in Yinachar. What about you see a person he's about to do an Isr? So you see a person's about to do an Aveira. I don't know. He's about to put on a jacket with shatnez. You know, the shatnez on and he's about to put it on. You're allowed to be merames. You're not even allowed to be mafsik if need be. And he says, let's say you're in the middle of Kriya Shema and someone comes with a very pressing shayla right now in the middle. So you should be in a prokim. That's really a situation which is appropriate to do so. He says, let's say, you know, it's going to take you 3 minutes to say Kriya Shema. And, you know, you need to get a message to someone, you're not allowed to stop. You know, what about if Bein HaProkim, you just write something down and you pass it to him? Is that considered to be Kedibor, a legabit is din? So he's Mitzayin, a prima godim, in Simon Mem Zayin, she stopped him mutter lichtiv divrei Torah. The cheder hem soi shal merachat shiva makim she'ein enoki legamrei she'asa ledabe sham divrei Torah. So it's not exactly the same shayla. There it's more a place mitzad the makim. This is in a place where you're allowed to speak and so on. So you know, maybe there is dibur more kal, albeit for a different reason. And he quotes from the Sefer Nachas Leyo, Shele Inyan Hakosev Sphira Sa'imer, Histafik Bezeh Beshutrib Kiveger, is a ksiva considered to be like a dibur. If you write Hayim Shneyam La'imer, is that considered to be like its dibur? And so on. Others seem to say that ksiva is considered to be like dibur, quotes from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Another thing which he mentions from Rabbi Yosef Chaim is, Ele Inyan Lichtiv B'makim She'asa Lahafstik B'dibur, very interesting. He says that even if you say that ksiva is not kedibur, there are certain times that we're fearful that once you start to write, you'll just naturally speak it out. You know, so he says there's those things to bear in mind. Al-Kabanim, Lamais, we said that this din, for the most part, is far less relevant. Now he said, you're allowed to initiate Bishleim Adam Nechabot. Shiroi Lahakdim Shalom, the type of person that it's only right and befitting that you should preface Shalom to the person. Kigin Shu Zakin, Oitam Chacham, Nechainim Hu Ashir, Shiroi Lechabid Le Machmas Ashrei. And the Gemara says that Rebbe Mechabid is Ashirim. Rebbe used to be Mechabid the Ashirim. I don't know, what's the pshat that it's Roy and it's befitting to be Mechabid an Ashir? What's the pshat? I heard once a pshat, I think maybe Rabbi Shapiro said it, that if a person is fabulously wealthy, so if a person has a lot of money, you're able to do a lot of things. You're able to account, you're able to be poyo, you're able to do a lot of things. So Rebbe was mechabed the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed over a certain amount of hanhagas ha'olam to this person, like Halei Davaru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, you know, that this person is the person who I'm entrusting, hopefully he'll do a good job of it, you know, that with his money he will be able to kind of get things done. And it was that nekuda that Rebbe was mechabed. So he said, if you're Bein HaPrakim, you can initiate a greeting to an Adam Nechbat. And we said, you're Meshiv Shalom Lechol Adam. Shehikdim Leshalom, anyone who gives you Shalom, Mashmah Mechvish Arash, but the Mushmah to Mitzvachatkila, Lishel Beshlem HaKerei, Ava Bishi Yedei Shetzach Lashivai. Meaning, you know, I'm going to initiate Shalom to a person who is an Adam Nechbat, and I know, but by me doing so, in essence, call it machshel, but I'm causing him to also possibly have to stop. You know, you're allowed to do that, even though you're causing him to respond. What about to a non-Jew? Says the Bi'alach, in the second Bi'alach, the Chala, the mind of Elie Rabba, the Meshavi B'Shem, a Rambam, Muchach, de la'akum bevadei mutal hashiv. You're allowed to respond to an akum. If he is a fearful person, a powerful person, he'll become Ibn Ayira. So then for sure, there'll be another Heta Mitzad Ayira. Good. Now we said that if you are Be'emsa HaPerek, which is more chomer to be mafsik, Shel B'Shlem Mishu, Yari Mimenuki and Avivi Rabbi. What does he say? Avivi Rabbi, Ratzalem, a Rabbi Muvhak. What is the gather of a Rabbi Muvhak? Like it says, Sheikur Tirasei Hemenu, and the majority of your Torah is from him. Avabishu Godol Batira Ata Yesmi Rabbi. So fascinating. Then the Prima Godim says that which a person is mechuyev to be mechabed Rabbi Muvhak is even if the Talmud has now surpassed and is a much greater Talmud Chacham than the fellow who was formerly his Rabbi Muvhak. Kalamaisa, you gain the Reiv Chachmascha from him, Bishaitei, and so on. Now we said another example is Misha Gadol Mimeno. Now this could be quite difficult. I mean, you know, if you're not such a learned person, it could be, you know, the majority of the shul is Gadol Mimeno the Chachma. You know, you're gonna be Makdim Shalom Be'emtza Perek. to everyone. What about if they're the same? Havi bechlal mibnei akavah. Then it's not mibnei yira. It's only mibnei akavah. Imakiri gadol mimenu. In the master klal, afilu l'tamid chacham. If the one is greater than the one who initiates, then he doesn't need to be mafsik. If the one is greater, he's not mafsik even for a talmid chacham. Right. We said b'chachma v'achronim paskud afilu im hu gadol mimenu havi rak mipnei hakavod. They say that even if he is greater than him, still we would say that we would treat it as a case that you're allowed to be mafsik only with the hakavod im leishu talmid chacham muflag b'derei oz havi b'chal meira. In other words, if there's someone who is mishichmei v'lamala, one of the gedolei Yisrael, that already is considered to be a situation where there's a genuine chiyuv of Moira. So Al Kabanim, we said that this case is in the Akavah, this case is in the Ayira, and we said it's a halachic Yira, like Aviv, Rabbi, Gadol Mimena B'Chachma, and then we said, Kol Shekein Melech, Afir Melech Yisra Aviv B'Chal Mimena Ayira, Tichsiv, Sim Tas Melech HaMelech, Shtei Amas, Imasai Olecha, Ay Anas, Ay Malshin, you know, you're nervous that if you don't give cover to this person, he's going to master you, and so on. There's an interesting bir halacha anas and mishnah brura. The risi b'sefer shalmei simcha shevi b'shem marshak shalom kluger tafilu b'shul hefsid momen mutala hafsik. So let's say you know this guy is a shvera guy, and if you're not nice to him, he's going to go ahead and cause you financial distress. So he says that's also called mivnei ayira. You know, I don't want him to start up with me. And you're allowed to be master. Now we said that you're allowed to be meishiv shalom la adam nechbad, even if you are be'emtza pasuk. Yeshayim be'emtza pasuk lo yafsik. Some disagree, and they say no. In the middle of a pasuk, you shouldn't. Im loy b'machum b'salik inyana, unless you're at a place where you can stop. It's the end of a phrase. Then pasuk chayzach yechatzvus a pasuk, and then you go back to being in the pasuk. Halach lemaisi says kishu mafsik lanis kadoshi kedusha kemeishis bala kamei im yafshle lemar lesame. And if you're literally unable to complete that phrase, until you know in esnach the middle of the pasuk, yochalivsik afila bemtza inyan, you can stop to respond to kadosh and kedusha. So just like you're allowed to be meishiv shalom the emtza haposuk, so responding to kadosh and kedusha is legara. It's not going to be any worse. So ideally, you know, if you hear a yeheshna rabba coming up, finish the pasuk if you can. But if push comes to shove, you thought you'd be able to kind of slide in another pasuk, and little did you know, that the shatz was going lightning speed and he beat you to it. So you're allowed to rely on these svaras which say you're allowed to be mafsik even the emsa. Fine. Now we said when you're not allowed to be mafsik, you may not be mafsik in Shema Yisrael in Baruch Shem. She'ein davar gadol ki kabbalas malchus shemayim imitam zelo yafsik gam ken bein Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem. Right, so gam miklal hayichus. That's considered to be one kabbalas oil, and you shouldn't be mafsik them klal. Mashu dafilu kadosh u'kedusha baruch liyana. You shouldn't respond even for kadosh u'kedusha. That he discusses in the Be'er Halacha. Actually, the ema kriya haya la'acha shalish shoyis derakhi kerbater tzach la'afsik. So it's interesting. The Mishnah is mistapik. You know, very often when if I'm saying Shema on Shabbos morning after says my kriya Shema, I say it quicker. You know, in other words, if I'm saying at a time when I can be yetzer my chiyuv of kriya Shema, be it let's say at night, or even if it's after plag. But, you know, to the extent that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, that there are days which say you can be Yetzer Kriya Shema then, I mean, we are machmir to say you have to wait until Tzeis HaKechavim, but there are shitas and so on. So I usually say Kriya Shema slower. As we learned, you're supposed to be medactic, but if it's, you know, we're saying Kriya Shema at 9:45 or 9:50, 10 o'clock on a Shabbos morning, and it is literally Kekeri Batura, So me personally, I try to go a little bit quicker, not to make the tzibur wait unnecessarily when I'm not being yotze anyway. So I don't do it super fast, because then that might cause a zilzah. You can say Kriyat Shema very quickly. So I mean, I know that it's out to say zman, so I'll say it a little bit quicker in order not to be machriach the tzibur. But if it's a little bit slower, if it's within the zman, then I'll say it a little bit slower. Good. Now we said you're not allowed to be a mafsik in Shema and Baruch Shem, im lo yikneishu yare, unless it's a person who's scared he's going to kill you, v'dinehu kumei b'tfila, that even in Shema and Esra you're allowed to do so. Beis, im shachach laniach tzitzisu tfilin yachol lahafsik bein haprokim lahanichon v'yivarach aleim. So I don't know, you for whatever reason you forgot, or you were waiting for someone to bring you your tefillin, and you started, and now you get it. Bein haprakim, you can put them on, and you can even say a brach v'yishim shliva chalem ad acha tefillah v'chinog le'inyan talis. The Gabi Talis, he says, wait till afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah, im shachach shahaya anos shliha le'tzitzitzvina mitchila, you can put them on bein haprakim, im nizdamin le'be'emtza perek, what should you do? Yishim alanichem ad bein haprakim. The reason why is this way you can say a bracha. Then yaniach takeif. Very interesting. Fascinating psak of the Prima Godim. Meaning, we learned that Hakura Kriyishma Baloi Tfilin Kimeid Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmei. So Pashtus, I would have said, when you say Ukshahatam Liyas Al Yadech Al Yulat Tefayis Bein Anecha, then it's going to be made Eidus Sheker. But why if I say, you know, Vahaftas Hashem Lekecha, why is that made Eidus Sheker if I'm not wearing Tfilin? I don't know why that is, but very interesting. That's the Pesach of the Prima Godim. We said that this is our minig with the this is our minig that we wait le'inyan talis. David zitzis in a chayvus gavra shemain le talis padim zitzis. In other words, there's less. It's far less pressing to wear a talis than it is tefillin. Tefillin, I have to put tefillin on every morning. Talis, if I have a beged, if I have a compass, then I should put tzitzis and so on. So therefore, the need to wear a talis during Kriyishma is much less of a need, and therefore it doesn't justify making a bracha. So Allah Lamaisa to remember that if a person only puts tefillin on in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma, you put it on with a bracha. The kol zelinin a bracha aval alavish levada mutter. For sure, alavish is mutter. Putting a talis on ulachat tefila yemashmish betzitzis yivarech umashmar beisiz the fida beemtza perik mutter alavisha. So you can put the talis on even in the middle. Levad be perik rishin shal kriyishma. Maybe you should wait between shmatz al vahaya. Because we megadim nachin aktinin kedik tachras rama. Beirchu yeshiv beisak nesus mizbayish leishiv bli talis. So it's embarrassing. Everyone's wearing a talis except for you. Lekuli alma yachal levarich alav bein abrakim. Very, very interesting. I mean, it's very interesting why that justifies a bracha. In other words, put it on. Once you put it on, you're not embarrassed anymore. Why is that a reason to say you can actually say a bracha? He points it out in number 8. You know, that's when you're embarrassed, you can say a bracha. He quotes from Rav Ozner that this is based on a line from the Sefer Evin HaOzer, who says that even when you are misatev, when you wrap yourself in a talis, that is a bit of an issue and a bit of a hafsik, and it's only mutter because of kavod abrius. So to the extent that kavod abrius is matter that hafsik, then it's matter this hafsik. But he says that according to the Mishnah Berurah himself, who says that putting the talis on is not a hafsik, so then it's difficult to understand why you should be able to make a bracha. And then according to Rav Ozner, it's difficult to understand why you're allowed to make a bracha, because you know, according to the Eben Ezra, says even being misaptive is a hefsik. Say this, so once we allow that hefsik to cover the brias, okay, so then make a bracha also. But Ladidah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, says that being misaptive is not a hefsik, so then it should come out that you're not allowed to say a bracha. You're embarrassed, your child brings you your talis, you quickly put your talis on, but you make the bracha afterwards. That's what comes out according to Rav Ozna. Okay, Yishkeach, everyone. Have a good day. Hey, good morning.